Unit 1. Supplementary Reading. Art therapy involves the interaction of three elements: the patient, his or her artwork, and the art therapist. The therapist's role is to facilitate a patient's understanding of his or her sculptures, drawings, or dances, both in discrete terms, each individual piece, and longitudinal terms, the collected body of work over time. To accomplish this task, the therapist must earn a patient's trust, both by exhibiting concern and by listening carefully to the patient's thoughts about his or her artwork, ideas, and feelings. Therapists need to be skilled at detecting patterns across several works of art. For instance, some patients may draw the same items, such as a wolf or a barn, over and over. This so-called stereotyped art provides sufferers of abuse, trauma, or mental disorders with a sense of security and control. Yet, depending on the context, the items may differ in meaning. The therapist needs to pay careful attention to the usage and frequency of such images. Eventually, through many group and individual sessions, patients may develop a better understanding of their personal symbols. The art therapist also needs to be familiar with the application of a variety of art forms. That way, the patient can be provided with as wide a range of choices as possible. What's more, during the course of treatment, the therapist may actually become a participant, creating art alongside the patient. Doing so helps build a bond of trust, showing the patient that the therapist, rather than just an impersonal observer, is directly involved in the healing process.